The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you do not plant, and gathering where you did not scatter. So, out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked and lazy servant. So you knew I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest in my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one that has 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, the best hope for Satan is that we think the gospel is meant for somebody else, not us. But in fact, the gospel is for you and is for me. Because we need it. Jesus loves us so much that he's telling us this now, while we can still change. It is the hope of God that we become like him. That's why he created us. He created us in his image. And to understand this gospel, we need to understand about love. God the Father is love. And so everything comes from him. He created all out of nothing. He's all giving. He's so fruitful. And he created us to be the same. All giving, fruitful, enterprising, capable of doing much good with the talents he has given us. What is sin? We become fearful of God and we bury our treasures. We become unproductive, self-centered. And so Jesus is like a doctor who is dealing with a sick patient and needs to confront the illness and turn things around. And so the Lord tells us what our illness is. You have been given talents by my Father. What are you doing with yourself? Look at the need. And now God really needs nothing from us. You know, God is really self-sufficient. But he has created us to be like him. And he desires for his children to be capable of loving, of giving, of making a better world. That's the reason why God has put the destiny of the world in our hands. And as we come to the Lord and we are awakened to the reality of our mission to be co-workers with him, then we realize that true happiness is in multiplying the gift he has given us for his glory, for the good of our brothers and sisters. So we can see Jesus doing the role of a good parent, teaching his son or daughter not to be selfish, teaching the son and daughter, share your toys, give your time, give your talents. And in the little things, the children begin to learn to partake in the responsibilities of the family, caring for the smaller brothers and sisters, learning to serve, learning that they are able to do good. And as the children discover their abilities to love, to serve, to be helpful in the family, they come to the joy of the father and of the mother. they partake in being fruitful, giving of themselves, growing in the capacity to love and to give. This is Christianity. Discovering that we are sons and daughters called to join the mission of God, to give out love and to grow in this love. So even though at first hand this gospel may appear to us as coming from a demanding God, actually when we understand the terms that it has to do with love, we realize it comes from a loving God that has given us much love and wants us to break away from the bondage of sin and realize our full potential. Now it's up to us to receive it and to respond.